I believe. Gracious Heavenly Father, we are indeed very grateful unto you this evening for guiding us together from far and near in your house, O Lord, the house of prayer, the house of correction, where righteousness goes forth. Father, we thank you very much for your cares over us since we left here on Sunday with abundance of your blessings upon our souls. Thank you for watching over our lives. Thank you for traveling mercies granted unto your people. Thank you very much, O Lord, for answering our prayers for the sick and the afflicted and for the needy ones. Glory be to your name. Our Father and our God, you move in mysterious ways. Your wonders to perform. You commit this service this evening to your hands. Thank you very much for the song service. Thank you for the song leader. Thank you for your grace upon him. Thank you for the worshippers. Thank you for the deacons, the trustees, the usher, and their post of duty. Thank you very much for the instrumentalists. Thank you very much for the computer operators. Thank you for the engine operators. Thank you for the brother in the broadcasting room. We pray, O Lord, our God, that your blessings will be upon them. Lord Jesus, we look up to you, Lord. It's our confession, Lord. Now I believe. Lord, help our unbelief. Remove every wicked plans of the enemy out of our way. May you frustrate every wicked plans of the enemy. Shatter completely, O Lord our God, and work on each one of us, O Lord our God. Steer our faith, O Lord. Father, we pray that this short exhortation will meet with somebody, with the Holy Ghost, O Lord our God, directing your way into our heart. Thank you, our Master. Let your name be glorified. May there be no feeble one in our midst. May we leave this place tonight, O Lord, like Cleopas and his friend on their way to Emmaus. Heart not born within us when he was speaking to us along the way. Speak, Lord, your children are listening. Take man out of the way. Honor your word, O Lord, because, O Lord, you can never fail. Because, O Lord, you watch over your word to perform it. Let it be so tonight. Baptize souls with the Holy Ghost. Heal the sick and the afflicted. Lord, those who could not be here on the account of ill health, as they listen online, may the Holy Ghost minister unto them. May the presence of the angel of love be there. Grant it to us. Steer our faith. Lord, we bless you. Thank you, wonderful Father. In Jesus' name, we pray with faith and with thanksgiving. Amen and amen. God bless you. Shall we please turn in our Bibles to the book of Romans chapter 4. Romans chapter 4. We want to read verse 17. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. Before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were. May the Lord bless his word to our heart this evening. God bless you. Shall we please be seated? Welcome ourselves to church, to this midweek prayer meeting, in the precious name of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. God bless you. It's a wonderful thing to be in the house of the Lord. By the grace of God, we want to continue with our sermon we left before the Easter meetings. That's Abraham's seed. Praise God. Abraham's seed. Preached 59 April 23. I just want to read one paragraph here, and then I want to share a testimony with us from another sermon, and I pray it will meet our needs this evening. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Please, can you go to paragraph 32b? Abraham C, paragraph 32b. Where we stop is Sunday on the 8th. Is the testimony of the healing of John Ryan. Praise the Lord. The Catholic man who was blind because of an explosive, and was selling newspaper to make ends meet. And when he came to the prayer line, the Holy Ghost discerned who he was and the problem he has, how he got blinded. Then the prophet said, "Thus saith the Lord, you are healed." Within a few minutes, he came back. He said, "But I'm not seeing." He said, "But you say you believe me." He said, "Do you still believe me?" He said, "Yes, I do. I'm a Catholic. What do you want me to do?" The prophet said, "Just go on, believe." And he gave him a divine instruction, and that's to keep on praising the Lord. And in that meeting, somehow to the audience, he may be disturbing the prophet. Everybody keeps still. Praise the Lord for healing me. Prophet said, "He almost stopped me." Praise the Lord. 3 weeks later, a little boy took him to Baba shop. And Baba thought that he could make jest of that man. "Oh, old man, I learned that you went to the meeting of the divine healer." He said, "Yes, sir." "I like you said you got healed." He said, "Yes, praise the Lord for healing me." Right there on the spot, his eyes got open. And the man has already put that in him. And with the towel of the barber around his neck, he just went to the public. "Praise the Lord for healing me." And the barber was chasing him. I want to read something here for us. Paragraph 32b. Paragraph 32b, please. When God's word. When God's word has come to be made true and real to your heart, anything contrary, anytime, is a lie. God told the truth. Right. Going to happen anyhow. How is your hand? No different that I can see. But praise God, it is healed anyhow. God said so. Amen. Can they give us faith? I mean, works is faith expressed. I'm coming, please. Praise the Lord. Here with me, please. This happening now. Come here, please, bear with me. See me. The devil is a liar. Just bear with me, please. Give me. In that sin. Coming, please. Just bear with me. I'm sorry. Why? Satan, you are a liar. Praise the Lord. Oh my. My right now. What's happening? Sorry. Faith without works is dead. 50:08:22. I'm sorry. 50:08:22. Praise the Lord. Can they go to paragraph 49? Paragraph 49. I'm sorry, church. All right. Sorry, paragraph 48B. 48B. Thank you. Just a moment now. While they are fixing to call the prayer line, a little fellow down in Houston, Texas, recently passed through this platform. We had a line just coming through like we did last night and saying, God bless you. I had a little prayer. He passed through and he was jacking like this. And he passed through. No. He was having problem. He has palsy. And palsy is an uncontrollable shaking of nerves and things like that. And there had been a woman in a slow line down there that had been healed with a goiter. And she had an umbrella walking up and down the streets, screaming and going on. Little fellow passed by. I said, God bless you. My brother, you believe? He said, with all my heart. I said, go home now. Your faith will make you whole. Pass on by like that. Here he come back in the line. He said, Brother Abraham, you told me I was healed, and I'm still jacking. The case of this fellow here, this boy here, was just like that of John Ryan. Are you following? And I'm still jacking. I said, Brother, you told me you believe me. And he said, Yes, I do. I said, You are acting like it. Sorry, you are not acting like it. I said, you are to believe what I told you. He said, well, I do believe it. I said, well, why are you coming back telling me you are in heat? See how easy it is? He said, well, Brother Abraham, said, am I healed then? I said, yes, sir. Just as you believe you are. Did you believe he had my prayer? He told me if I would be sincere when I prayed, get the people to believe me, that nothing will stand before the prayer. You believe that? Said, yes, sir. I believe it with all my heart. I said, go. He said, okay. He started away. A few minutes, here he comes. He came back through the line. Said, I haven't stopped yet, Brother Abraham. That is, he hasn't stopped jacking. Praise God. And I said, well, now look, I am not talking about when you stop now. You might not stop for a week, or 10 days, or 3 months, or 4 months, or 2 years. I said, Abraham waited 25 years on his. See, is that right? And scripturally, you know it. I said, you believe what I told you. He said, well, I don't get it, Brother Abraham. I said, brother, the angel of God, who is declaring that I have told the truth, told me this. If I could get the people to believe me and be sincere when I pray. Oh, I see, he said. I see what you mean. Said, I'm already got the healing. I'm just waiting for it to stop. I said, that's right. Said, all right. Said, I'm healed. And went on, you know, and kept saying, praise the Lord. He was healed. About a month after that or two, sorry, yeah, maybe about, or I would say, 6 weeks to be safely, I was in another meeting and come out of a broadcast, out of the studio, which was in the auditorium. And I just walked out there. And the usher standing there said, you are wanted on the phone. It is from your own home, from Indiana. Well, it happened to be in Indianapolis, was there, instead of Jeffersonville. And the lady said, are you the divine healer? I said, no, ma'am. I said, I'm Brother Abraham. Said, well, look. Said, I'm from Indianapolis here, Indiana. And said, I had a son that goes down and stays with my sister each year down in Houston for his vacation. Said, he had had the palsy. Said, he dropped when he was a baby on his back and kind of injured him. He has had the palsy for years and said, he come home here a few weeks ago, saying some divine healer healed him. And said, he's just been going around here, hollering, praise the Lord, he's healed. And everything else like that. Said, he had the whole neighborhood tore up. And said, why? There was no difference in the boy. And said, we told him, said, now we are Christian people. Amen. Don't forget the woman that had that terrible ulcer. Well, she came to the prayer line. There was another woman who was her neighbor that had goiter. The Holy Ghost designed her. She left the platform. The woman came to the turn of the woman. The woman was smiling. Prophet said, I know the reason why you are smiling. The woman with stomach trouble is your neighbor. And they left the meeting. The woman with the stomach ulcer tried to eat. It was problem. The thing was preparing her. And she was testifying. And her husband told her, don't bring reproach to Christ. We are Christians. So let me tell you, this man had never met me. He never saw me at any time. Right there, he told me, don't say, I'm healed. Listen to me, my husband. If there's any other thing, I will keep testifying. And she keep on like that. One morning, the children left some leftover before going to school. And suddenly, something came upon her. And she felt like eating. And old always trouble her stomach. But that morning, don't forget that she felt something new upon her. Then she went and prepared oat again and toast bread. We all know what toast bread is. The bread that you bake, that you put in the oven. Stay. Praise the Lord. And she ate and drank this oat. Nothing happened. She continued to eat. Nothing happened. Then she went to her neighbor with goiter to testify. While she was going, before she got to the house of the neighbor, she had screaming. This woman has passed on. Only to enter and find out, before dawn, the goiter was off. And they came back to testify. Our prophet said, what was it? While they were testifying, the angel of the Lord moved along that neighborhood, confirming the word. God help us, church. All right. So the mother now was telling the prophet that we are Christians. So stop this testimony. He said, but mother, I saw blind people see, and deaf people hear. Saw cripples walk away. And said, pass through the line, and he told me to believe that I was healed. And he said, the angel told him that. And what the angel told him on the other things is right. And that is right. I'm healed. And nobody is going to make me say anything different. I'm going to stand right with it. He just kept on. When the promise of God is made true and real to your heart, it is contrary to what does say the Lord is. And you call it a lie. Amen. And nobody's okay. And she said, he did that for several weeks. And said, he will come down and sat down in a chair and say, well, thank God for healing me. Just shaking as hard as he could. The person was still there. See, Jack is still shaking. And said, the people, why? He has got a reproach. Said, the neighbors will laugh at him. And said, they will all go to say, well, I guess he's healed. There he goes. Look at him shaking. Now, isn't that a shame that somebody would deceive somebody like that? So to the neighbors now, they thought the prophet has deceived this boy. He's now a grown-up. Are you there? Like that? Say, isn't that a shame? The neighbors will say, well, that fellow ought to be arrested, ought to be run out of the country, and like that, for telling that boy that. Listen to the prophet. If I wasn't telling the truth, I should be arrested. That's right. But it is the truth. So it went on. And she said, the mother now, when he came back the second time, now, when the boy came back the second time, like John Ryan came back the second time, the prophet said, I missed to tell you this. I forgot to tell you. The man said, Brother Abraham, if you will heal me, I will give you $100 right now. And I said, Brother, if you offered me $1,000,000, I couldn't heal you. Praise the Lord. All healings come from God. No minister can heal. No doctor can heal. No medicine can heal. All healings come from God. But God heals through medicine. And God uses doctors one way or the other. Because they are God's assistant. May God help us. And then he said, what about that woman with the goiter? And I said, her faith in Christ is what healed her brother. And so the woman continued to say, well now, he was doing that. He said, last Saturday or last Friday evening, afternoon, I guess he came in and said, but one of our friends from out in the country was visiting us. And he came in, shaking, sat down in the chair and said, praise the Lord for healing me. And said, my relative from the country said, what is the matter with him? Oh, said, he got down there and some preacher got him all worked up and told him he was healed. And said, he has been carrying on there like that ever since. He said, well, I am healed. Oh, got to laughing at him, you know. And then, so the mother got to laughing at him just to make him stop saying that, you know, say it was bringing a reproach. It will never bring a reproach on testifying for what Christ died for at Calvary. Robert said, faith is ridiculous to the outside world. Only to you that God, the word of God, fulfilling your life. And to God. Because spiritual things can only be spiritually designed. And spiritual things is foolishness to the carnal man. May God help us. No, sir. He healed every person when he died at Calvary. He did, that's right. You have to accept it. Well, she said, he sat down in the chair and he was shaking like that and kept on shaking. Said, he got to crying and said, we got to laughing at him. And said, all of a sudden, he jumped to his feet just as still as he could be. Said, now I am healed. That's right. God had visited him. She said, Reverend, we made him sat down in a chair and sat there for hours to be sure. He never shook a bit. And said, we took him down to our church, a very noted Baptist church. It is broadcast right through here. Said, we took him down to the church and the pastor looked over him and said, a notable deed has been done. Just like the crippled man that was born crippled from his mother's womb. When Peter and John were going to the temple in the hour of prayer and he shook his cup to cause attention of the apostles. Peter said to him, look on us. Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. To help his faith, just went to him, lift up his, no, him, and the ankle, the feet, everything, the tiny arms, everything, even the waist, everything was straightened. And he held Peter on one hand, held John on one hand, and was sleeping, jumping, and praising God. And when they were arrested, and when people persecuted, it was Gamaliel that made the people to know that, look, if you are trying to persecute these people, make sure you are not persecuting God. Because to everybody around Jerusalem, we know that a notable thing had been done. God help us, church. Then we took him to the medical doctor. Medical doctors on Saturday. And the examiner said, there is nothing wrong. Now, this is Sunday, and he's still just as quiet as he can be. Went up, said, I told you I was healed. And she said, no, he promised you $100. And I want to know where to send it. And I told, and I said, oh, sister, I said, if he is a rich man, he has got so much money, he doesn't know what to do with it, tell him to go down the street. And the first little ragged kid he sees, go in and buy him a lot of clothes and give it to him. And give to him something. And I said, and give God praise. That's right, for his healing. Amen. Now, what was it? What if he had failed when they began to laugh at him? Church, God help us. You stay right there. You stay right with it. If you believe it, stay right there. And don't you fail to stay. Stay right there. And God will make it right. John Ryan, stay right there. Now the prophet then admonish you and I. Say, you stay right there. Hold on. Because God has spoken it, it will surely come to pass. Papa Noah, if you have not met God face to face by revelation, when God spoke to him face to face and said that building that ark, our prophet made us to know Papa Noah could have been discouraged when they were throwing rotten tomatoes at him. But because he had the revelation that without finishing that ark, his household will not be saved. May God help us. Father Noah, head on. Praise the Lord. No matter what happened to the woman with the issue of blood, no suggestions of the devil will work on her. Because the Holy Ghost spoke to her, go to that man where the meeting is going on. And there were multitudes. And don't forget that multitudes are thousands. How was he going to do it? She going to do it. She made up her mind. If I can just come and touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. Crowd or no crowd, church, may God help us. The woman of Mexico, she didn't bother about the usher or no usher. I mean, think about whether 250 or 350 ushers to control the crowd. She heard about a blind man's eyes opened yesterday, and her own baby died early this morning at 9 o'clock. If God could heal a blind man yesterday, God can raise up my dead baby also to life. Oh my. She packed the baby in the shop and waited. Rain beat and beat and beat and beat upon that shop, upon the baby, dead baby. She didn't know anything about prayer card or no prayer card. But when she cited the prophet on the platform, faith stirred up in her. Church of the living God, may God help us here this evening. Those who are listening online to you, may God help us this evening. We were made to know this man will crawl and jump over the ushers, crawl under there, jump over there. She was making her way to the platform. Oh, they could not control her. Desperation got a hold of her. Now I believe Do you believe, brother? Do you believe, sister? May this hour never pass us by. When Billy Paul saw that this woman could not be controlled, she went to the prophet. Daddy, you have to do something. A woman doesn't have prayer card. She's packing a dead baby. Baban told, which brother now? Brothers of who? What is that? Brother Moore. Thank you. Told Brother Moore. She cannot even recognize which is which between me and you. We just go and pray for the baby. As the Brother Moore was stepping down from the staircase, a vision broke before the prophet. And saw a dead baby came back to life. Said, Brother Moore, hold it. Billy Paul said, let her call. Billy Paul said, Daddy, it will cause confusion. Prophet said, I have seen a vision. Billy Paul said, that is different. And they brought her. Padre, that's father. He said, hold it up. Took the baby. Lord, I don't know. Just to please this woman. I don't know if this is maybe just show me the vision about now. Before the prophet finished prayer, started jacking. Life came back. Our God will never change. The same God that did it there, the same God we are serving now. He cannot fail you, my brother. He cannot fail you, my sister. He cannot fail me. Jesus not say, how do you feel? Say, do you believe? Sis, do you believe? Bro, do you believe? May God help our unbelief. Let nothing stand between you and the word of the living God. Because healing is children's bread. Hallelujah. Every promise in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, every line, I am trusting in His love divine. Every promise in the book is mine. Hallelujah. Every promise, let's bow our heads. Book is mine, is mine. Every chapter, every verse, every line. Oh, I am trusting in His love divine. You must believe it from the depth of your heart. Every promise in the book is mine. One more time. Every promise in the book is mine. Oh, every chapter, every verse, every line. Oh, I am trusting in His love divine. Doctor may say, there is no way for you at all. But when God says it, let's keep on singing. Every promise in the... Which book? The Bible. No science book. No book of biology. No medical association book. But this Bible, heaven and earth will pass away. It's war will never fail because God watches over His word to perform it. May God help us this evening. Love divine. Oh, every promise in the book is mine. Hallelujah. Every promise in the book is mine. Faith does not disappoint. Every chapter, every line. Oh, I trust in His Keep trusting, my brother, my sisters. Let's keep believing. Let's keep holding on. With the divine instruction to you and me this evening, keep holding on. Stay with the word of God. Stay with that God said the Lord. Commit yourself unto God. You are an individual. You know your need. You know what you are passing through. He is here. He can never fail. Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I will be in their midst. I don't know. I cannot tell. Why this just struck me this afternoon? I don't know. I cannot tell. Oh, I said, thank you, Lord. If for somebody, and I know the God does not fail. It's not you, it's not me. God is infinite. What is your problem? What are you passing through? He's here. There is no incurable disease with our Lord Jesus Christ, seeth our prophet. No incurable disease. With God, all things are possible. And all things are possible to him that believeth. All things are possible to her that believeth. Jesus will say, believeth thou this? No, how do you feel? Believeth thou this? We are God's children, my brother, my sister. We say he has been telling us in this sermon, you come to prayer line, you don't see spontaneous miracle, then you say, maybe I was wrong or the minister is wrong. Maybe I will wait for another minister again to come and preach, then I will come up again. Baba say, Abraham's seed. Papa Abraham waited for 25 good years. Keep on believing. God still answers prayers. Keep on believing. Never despair. Though you be heavy laden, what is your infirmities? What's your ailment, brother, sister? What are you passing through? Jesus is above it all. So Satan brings sickness. But God's agents are given authority to cast out devils. Don't forget that any sickness is of the devil. But we have been given authority as believers to cast out devils. Every promise in this book, from ages to ages to ages to ages, God always confirms his word to the believers. Yours cannot be exception. Mine cannot be exception. Remember, it is not any man's word. It is God's word. God told him, the angel told him, if you can be sincere enough and tell the people to believe your word, Nothing. There is no incurable disease with God. You cannot go back the same. You cannot pack your sickness with you this evening back home. No. You cannot pack your infirmity with you back home. No. All things are possible to him that believeth. You must believe God for your prayers. Even as God believed his own word when he was creating the earth. there shall be a performance of those things that the angel of the Lord told me. As the seventh church angel messenger, has he spoken to you this evening? Can you, by the Holy Ghost, revelation, catch just one word from him this evening? Don't forget, faith does not rest upon the shifting ideas of man, but faith rests upon the unshakable, unmovable word of the living God. Even at the point of death, you can say, I am the resurrection and the life. I want to call on the associate pastor to come and commit us into the hands of the Almighty God.
Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you very much for the privilege we have to sit at your feet again and learn of you. We thank you very much for the continuation of the message your servant has been taking, Abraham's seed. Thank you, Lord, for these testimonies we have had again tonight, both from your prophet and the scriptures. Lord, they are wonderful. There is a purpose where you commanded these things to be stored there. Lord, both the scripture and also, Lord, the message of the hour. You say the bride will have need of it. Both the doctrines, both the instructions, both the corrections, both the testimonies, and everything, they are part of what you said should be stored, and they are for a purpose. This has come up this evening, and you are the only one that know the very purpose it is to serve. All of us that are present and those that are listening, we have heard it. And Lord, it is to accomplish a purpose in our life. Many of your children are at the altar, and Lord, many have made their heart the altar where they are. Dear Jesus, you are the only one that know what individuals have committed into your hand. Lord, it is written in your word that you are rich unto them all that call upon thy name. The people in the time of the prophet, when they approached unto you through the prophet, and they believed, they got what they were asking for. That is why we have these testimonies. Your children tonight, because the highest form of dealing with your people from human to human is through the fivefold. Lord, they have heard you again through the fivefold, through the prophet. Dear Jesus, your word has gone forth unto us. We are asking that the faith you gave to the people at that time that made their request to be made material, may you give to every one of us tonight. Father, we pray, dear God, that the fire of God will burn out every doubt and unbelief. Anything negative that we want to suggest otherwise, may the pillar of fire burn them to ashes. Lord, we pray, O God of heaven, that, Lord, your faith will cement in our heart. Lord, positive that we'll go, O God, from here, Lord, testifying truly that we have received our petition. Some, no doubt, have asked for healing. Some have asked for spiritual blessings. Some have asked for breakthrough. Some have asked for maybe Holy Ghost baptism. Some maybe has asked for their families. Whatsoever that each one has asked for, you are the only one that know the request of everybody. Dear Master Jesus, may you grant unto every one of us according to our request, Father. May the faith you have planted in us, O God, be quickened by your Spirit, Lord. Lord, until everything is manifested, may we never be negative, Lord. May we never be afraid. May we never look at the time. May we never look at the symptoms. May we never look at circumstances. May we look only at your word and your word alone, Lord, because every bit of your word, your prophet said that your reputation is at stake. Dear Father, you are the one that made a promise, and you are the one that also used to bring it to manifestation. Thank you, Eternal Father. We accept your promise. We accept your word. We accept what you have given unto us tonight, both healing, both blessing. Lord, whatsoever we have asked for, even those that even ask for material blessing, it is still part of what you promised to give to your children. Whatsoever it is, O living God, we have accepted it in totality. May they be ours in the name of Jesus Christ. Help us to go testifying. Help us never to accept any proposition from the devil. Lord, the testimony we listen to, even the family members were laughing at this fellow. But Lord, he maintained his ground. May you help us there, Father. Knowing that opposition can come from any quarter, help us to hold our ground. Help us to stand by your word. Lord, even if it seems like it's bringing reproach, your prophet said not to testify. That is what will bring reproach. May you help us, oh Father, after you have given us the real faith, help us to testify of the same, Lord. Thank you, eternal Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. Bless your servant that you have used and lift up the honor of his ministry. The rest of the service is in your hand. May you be with us. As we enter into the prayer session, may you quicken us to pray as we come as saints. May our prayers come to you with thanksgiving. Thank you, eternal Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen.
We sing in number 23. My faith looks up today. Let's sing with understanding. Let's sing with revelation. My faith looks up
gracious Father, we are grateful to you for this opportunity we have to come to your house for this midweek prayer meeting. Thank you, dear Lord, for making a way for the number of us to be here despite the everything that fell, Lord, at the beginning of the service. We thank you very much for the blessings we receive in the preaching of your word. Thank you, Lord, for your faith that was stirred, and Lord, your people, Lord, was anointed to cry unto you at that time, many at the altar, and the Lord individual placing before you what they have in over such an hour. We are grateful unto you. We believe that you have granted our desires and our requests, and Lord, as we wait for the manifestation, may the faith, Lord, that you are giving to us be stronger. Lord, may we be in expectation for positive manifestation to the glory of your name. Thank you, eternal Father. We are grateful unto you for this number of requests, O God, that we have laid at your feet. Lord, some came in thanksgiving and some with requests. So many written requests and also the ones that we have on the slide. Lord, we commit them into your hand to the very best of our ability. You are a prayer answering God. The child that is kidnapped, be merciful on the parents and be merciful on the child, that the child will be restored back. Lord, we also pray, Lord, for the stolen kidnapper, that you also make a way for the owner will get it. These evils are much in our environment everywhere because of the condition of this time. May you continue to be our protection, continue to make a way for your people, dear Father. Dear Lord, the people are not conscious that those that they are trying to rob are also suffering the same thing as they are, and they are not responsible for their situation. May you deliver your people, and Lord, help each and every one of us to just hide our head under the blood, Father. Our going out and our coming on a daily basis, may you watch over the same, dear Father. Thank you, eternal God. All the requests that we have laid at your feet, those that have exam, may you see them through. May you grant them success, Heavenly Father. Those that have barrier ahead, may you make a way for them. Grant journey mercies to those that will travel, including your servant also. May the occasion be a success. Make a way for them, dear Lord. We thank you. We give you all the glory. Lord, every other request you have laid at your feet, may you answer every bit of them. Blessed be your wonderful name. A pastor that is still in local, that we pray you watch over him and be with him. Give him good and perfect health. When he'll be returning back, may you bring him back safely, Lord. Thank you, righteous Father. Take us back home tonight safely. Give us a wonderful night rest, Lord. Thank you also for bringing your servant from Bagatari tonight. We are grateful to you for protection upon him. May your name be glorified. If you are still here by Sunday, Lord, when we gather in your house, we pray, O Lord, that you will give unto each and every one of us another special blessing from your throne. Thank you for the health of our brother, Bramiwa. We pray you continue to give him strength and perfect the same to the glory of your name. Our brethren that have been of assistance to him, you bless each and every one of them. Thank you, King of glory. Blessed be your wonderful name. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. Praise be to God. We thank the Lord for making a way for us to be in the prayer meeting this evening. The pastor sent his greetings to everyone, and also Pastor Adinze also sent his greetings. It was last week, I even forgot to deliver the message of Sister Sunny. She sent greetings to the church. Let's continue to be in prayers for Ramiwa, that the Lord will strengthen him and perfect his head and quicken every cell in his body. There is small improvement on a daily basis. We are trusting that the thing will come to perfection to the glory of his name. The Lord bless our brethren that has been of help and reward them for their labor. God bless you richly. I'd like to see Brother Billy, because before you, after the service, I have a message for you. Brother Caleb, I view you now. I want to see you after the service. All right. God bless you all. the next service will be on Sunday, but it's been equal. Trust the Lord to prepare us and bless us further. Shall we rise? Oh, Brother Ken, who is here with us? There is. We have Brother Akinla with us and his son. I didn't even see him. No, they are too safe. What about that? What's his name? Miracle. Okay. I didn't even see the big man that is standing in front. But I've seen Brother Akim say before. Then we also have Promise Adioshu. Who is Promise Adioshu? Can you please lift up your hand? Okay, God bless you. You're welcome. All right. God bless you. Awa yo, Olorun wa, awa je wo re pe, iwo lo luwa.
I say there is no other.